praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you the glory. Now, God, we ask that you will have thine own way. Spirit of the living God, we continue to decrease in order that you may increase within us. Father God, continue to fill us with your wisdom, your knowledge, but most of all, your understanding and the revelation of your word. Father God, we ask that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. And God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, oh God, that you are in the midst of us right now. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 10th verse. That's 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads as follows. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Your topic for today is the free you. The free you. It's time out to be walking around here like you have no hope, walking in defeat, walking like God will never do anything for you. It's time to live a victorious life. It's time to walk in total freedom. In this scripture, Paul declares now that it is only by God's grace that he became what he was. He was Christ's messenger. Grace is the gift of a good thing that is unearned. Paul did not reform himself and start over. He was transformed and sent out. God's grace was not wasted on Paul. He adds, I want you to understand, God's grace is not a waste on you. God can use you. God can meet you just where you at. When Paul wrote, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, it was his recognition that everything that made him who he was uniquely prepared him to fulfill his purpose by the grace of God. Everything that you go through, what you are in Christ, is only preparing you to fulfill the assignment and the purpose that God has for you. Don't think yourself as a nothing when God say you are something. Come on here, somebody. It's time to walk in total freedom. So, what is the spiritual meaning of grace? Grace is the basis for the Christian faith. People of God, we believe we are saved by faith through grace. God's grace is usually defined as undeserved favor. Grace cannot be earned. It is something that is freely given. We count on God's grace and the bridge he built in our relationship with him. And I often tell people, don't take God's grace for granted. Come on here, somebody. Because it is undeserved favor. So what is the definition of most common grace? Common grace is what God provides to everyone, even to the unbelievers. Common grace maintains the whole creation, and every breath that anyone takes is due to it. But God still loves his creation, and he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good. And he sends rain on the just as well as on the unjust. Matthew 5th chapter, 44 and the 45th verse. So, what is the difference between God's grace and His mercy? Mercy is the act of withholding deserved punishment, while grace is the act of endowing unmerited favor. In His mercy, God does not give us punishment we deserve, namely hell, while in His grace, God gives us the gift we do not deserve, namely heaven. Mercy and grace are the utmost attributes of love. Mercy and grace are the utmost attributes of love. So what are the four different types of grace that we receive from God? I'm glad you asked. Today, let's look at some important types of grace and how they'll help you in your life. The Bible describes at least five different categories or per se expressions of grace. We have saving grace. Mm-hmm. We have sanctifying grace. We have strengthening faith. We have sharing faith, grace, and we have serving grace. And we repeat that. Saving grace, sanctifying grace, strengthening grace, sharing grace, serving grace. Those are the different types of grace. So today life is going to try to put impatience upon you and jealousy and compromise and bad breaks on you to keep the true you, the person God created you to be, from coming out. But the good news is that God is going to keep working on you. He's going to keep making and molding you until the true you comes out. Oh, my God. The free you comes out. The blessed you comes out. The patient you. The victorious you. He's going to keep working on you because it's down there. By His grace, God specializes in removing everything that's not the true you. See, it's grace. His grace is sufficient. No matter what you go through, no matter the downfalls, no matter what you encounter, God's grace is sufficient. Now, you need to get in agreement with God and see the free you, not the defeated you. See yourself as God sees you. I know it's hard. It may be hard. But think on the things that God sees you as. You are the apple of His eye. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're beautiful. You're precious in His sight. Do not see the defeated you. Do not see the depressed you. And do not see the hurt you. People of God, it's easy to carry bad attitudes. It's easy to carry hurts and shame, and you feel so unworthy of being blessed. But don't believe the lies of Satan. What people did to you didn't stop the true you. The anger and bitterness are not the true you. God wants the true you on this morning. He wants to free you on this morning. Because the true you is peaceful. The true you is loving. The true you is patient and kind. And on this morning, the true you is about to come out. So what's holding you back is being broken on this morning. The shame is being removed in the mighty name of Jesus. No longer, will you carry that baggage, that heavy load that you've been carrying for years. God say on today, he is lifting the burden. He is removing the shame. Huh? My God, to thee. He is putting you back together. He's giving you beauty for those ashes. You're about to step into favor. You're about to step into freedom, restoration. My God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You are about to become the masterpiece that God says you are. You are about to walk into total victory. No more pretending. To make people think you are right. But God is getting ready to deliver you. And the God that I serve, that we serve, does not do anything half done. Hallelujah. It's time to walk in total freedom. Let us pray. Father, thank you that our lives is in your hands, not just our strengths and gifts, but our weaknesses and shortcomings. Thank you that you are removing everything that is not true to us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare that by your grace, we are on the way to becoming the masterpiece that you say that we are. We are walking in total freedom. Ah, God, ooh, we thank you for victory on this morning. And God, we give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. Walk in total freedom. Walk with your head held high and your shoulders pushed back. You are that masterpiece that God has molded and shaped for his glory. No more shall you hide behind the scenes, because God's grace and his mercy has removed everything, has covered your shame, has removed the hurts. Walk in total freedom. Even the backlash has been removed. He's giving you restoration on this morning. Just lift your hands and receive it. Lift your hands right now and receive the joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You've been working on your own strength. That's why you've been tired. But God say, on today, let him handle it. Give all your burdens to him, because you can't do nothing with it. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you. Now, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And please visit my website at patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And remember, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164, or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street in Alexandria, Louisiana.